This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Supporters of cutting Scotland loose from the rest of the United Kingdom kicked off their independence campaign today. The aim, dissolve the 305-year-old union with the rest of Britain. They're pushing for a vote on the question, perhaps within 2 years. A key part of the UK's wealth is the black gold under the North Sea, which would be Scottish territory. John McLaren is an economist for the Centre for Public Policy for Regions in Glasgow. Professor McLaren, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me how fossil fuel production, oil and gas in the North Sea play out in this debate over an independent Scotland.
Yes, it's kind of the most important, or one of the most important elements of how well Scotland would do and how wealthy it would be post-independence, because about 80-90% of North Sea oil would probably be apportioned to Scotland, and so the UK would lose that, but it would also lose, to some extent, money that it currently transfers to Scotland.
And it is really quite complicated, because while some Scottish politicians that favour independence talk about Scotland becoming the wealthiest country in the world, oil revenues, they often go to multinational corporations that are based all sorts of places.
Yes, I think the idea that Scotland would overnight become some sort of very rich country, much richer than it is now, is really spurious. What would happen is that most of the North Sea, it would look like Scotland's GDP and wealth had increased a lot, but actually most of the North Sea is owned by overseas companies, as you say. And so really, all you would get is the tax take from that. All the profits would still pretty much go overseas.
And even if there were some sort of political independence, the ties between Scotland as a country and what will be the rest of the UK would remain extensive.
It's looking like the ties would be pretty extensive. It's looking like Scotland might still be part of the sterling currency. It's looking like the Queen might still rule in Scotland as well. So it's sort of like a modern form of independence, if you like.
Well, John McLaren is an economist at the Centre for Public Policy for Regions in Glasgow. Thank you very much.